Sarah Show.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
Peace be with you.
It's the Michael.
Does it bother me that I wasn't invited to Michael's dinner party?
Oh, lighten up, Dwight.
Dwight Schrute.
Dwight Schrute. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Our phone number is 877-365-3636. We urge you to call us on anything you would like to talk about.
Sure.
Major announcement regarding the show. Didn't get to this in the early part of the program. We're going to open up the audio vault in a second here. On Friday, May 23rd, that is going to be the Friday prior to Rolling Thunder.
Mm-hmm.
I'm very excited about this.
Mm-hmm.
Can you tell?
Yes.
Yes.
We
sit
are
down, Mike. Sit down.
I am sitting, Rob.
Thank you.
It's Hog Heaven 2008.
Yeah.
Yeah, there we go.
There were so many unanswered questions from Hog Heaven 2007.
Yes. You know, and all those bodies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we all.
The
we,
carnage.
What?
We know where they're buried. Friday, May 23rd.
Uh-huh.
Hog Heaven
yeah.
2008. This is real simple. We like to do stuff close to home. We got over here to Fairfax, and what we got is what we didn't have at the other place. We got us a parking lot that we can do whatever we want with.
Exactly. And a ramp.
In fact, that's where we had our little barbecue.
Right.
And we got a perfect ramp for jumping.
That's right.
It's going to be a lot of fun.
Will evil be here?
If you are a motorcycle enthusiast, I urge you to come down to our studios here at 10800 Main Street in Fairfax, Virginia. There are going to be a lot of people from all over the country that are coming into town for
That's
Rolling
right.
Thunder anyway.
Right.
And the Ride to the Wall, which is down to the Vietnam Veterans Memorial.
Mm-hmm.
We are going to have, and now listen, not in any particular order, but
okay.
This is what we're going to have on this Friday show.
All right.
From 3 to 7.
Hit me.
A barbecue spread. You know, I like me the barbecue.
Yeah.
Not sure we're going to use the same Weber grills that we used after.
They took them back finally, didn't
they're
they?
They're gone now, yes.
I don't think they're going to let us have them again.
Well, I know where we can rent them.
We will have demonstrations from a wonderful outfit called Motorcycle Riding Concepts.
Cool.
Let me tell you what these guys are about. Most of these guys are John Law, the Motor Squad.
Okay.
The motorcycle police guys that you see.
Very experienced.
The best motorcycle riders you will ever see.
Mm-hmm.
And these guys can do all sorts of little tricks.
Do they ride in that big sphere?
No, they don't do that.
I saw that in a movie.
What the hell am I supposed to do with that?
I'm kidding.
Trying to sell something here with a bad voice, you hump. No, they don't do. You mean like the circus?
Yeah, the circle of death, Mike.
Maybe we can get the circle of death.
That'd be great.
We can rent that and a grill.
Isn't it the ball of death? Isn't that what it's
maybe,
called?
Maybe, yeah, circle would be two-dimensional.
So they're going to do demonstrations. These are guys that can do all the special tricks.
Very skilled. Very skilled.
I'm going to put you on a motorcycle.
Yeah, then it will be a circle of death.
Then you will drive into the wall.
Hey, I'm going to... Oh!
Now... For you guys that just want to come down with your hogs, with your bikes, with your Biker Friday, Beth Ann renamed it to Hog Heaven 2008.
Biker Friday.
Well, you have to assign a date to
because
it.
She always wants to put 2008 on something. I just wanted to call it Biker Friday.
I know.
But I'm urging all of my biking brothers and sisters to come down on Friday, May 23rd. We will have ribbons. Beth Ann, come in here.
Who doesn't like ribbons?
Jesus Christ.
Are we still going to do the King of Queens contest?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
Good.
We're going to do that. I'll let you explain that.
Okay.
But Hog Heaven 2008.
Hot chick, fat guy.
You know, let a girl do it. This is just
well,
a girl's name.
What biker
it's
doesn't
a girl's
love ribbons?
Name.
Just so you know.
Biker Friday. I liked Biker Friday.
I did too.
I liked Hog Heaven.
Hog Heaven 2008. Want that?
Well,
and we'll have ribbons.
Because you're saying it, gay.
Ribbons.
Can we put ribbons on the handlebars?
I pose it to our listening audience.
Oh,
which do you prefer?
Turn on
Hog
me.
Heaven or Biker Friday? I think Biker Friday sounds like biker.
Biker.
Hardcore Friday. Biker.
I don't care.
Hog Heaven.
At this point.
I just had the most delicious sorbet and I was in Hog Heaven.
Where did you get it? At the new restaurant called Hog Heaven?
Well, I was just going on. Sometimes don't you call your bikes hogs?
Yes, you can call your bike a hog. And we can call.
So, Hog Heaven.
Hog Heaven 2008 will also be known as Biker Friday.
You know what else you can call a hog?
What's that?
You know.
Oh, yes, down there.
Imagine the confusion.
Just watch out for the teeth.
And that won a ribbon, too.
Watch out for the teeth and the vagine.
Dentata.
Okay, so here's what we've got. We have ribbons.
Uh-huh.
You mean like prizes or ribbons? Like a ribbon like you'd get at a pony show?
Are they rental ribbons, or do we get to give them away?
They're ribbons from barbecues
it's
galore.
It's not like anyone is helping me with this.
I know.
I thought it would be nice.
You can ask me. I'll help.
Oh,
this was my idea. That's help, isn't it? I just come to Beth and I say, make it happen.
Make it so.
Really?
Mike will go to Michael's and buy some ribbon?
No, it's like you get for first prize.
Okay, well, they're going to be prizes. Trophies.
There'll be one
a ribbon
trophy.
Is a trophy.
Award ribbon.
A big trophy.
A major award.
A huge Hog Heaven 2008
All right,
trophy.
If you're a biker, first of all, do you prefer Hog Heaven to Biker Friday?
Why are you going to do that
Would
to
you
me?
Show up for a ribbon?
Use the semicolon.
Don't forget about
this
the
is
food.
Really, this is really what this is the equivalent of. Is I want to get as many motorcycles down here as I can.
Hog Heaven. And that would be Hog Heaven.
Ribbons for the ugliest biker. Ugliest bike or ugliest biker?
You're the one that came up with the categories.
While you're trying to assign blame, I'm asking you a direct question.
Well,
is it ribbons for the ugliest bike or the ugliest biker?
Well, the one category is ugliest biker.
Ugliest biker. So the guy that's on the back of it, Joe Ardinger, has
hey,
a question.
Hey, we're all in here.
Hi,
hey.
Joe.
How about scariest biker?
Scariest
bikers
bike.
Scare me.
There you go. That's good.
You know what?
Scary's good.
That's good.
Joe
that
knows
sense.
His way around a motorcycle. He knows what we're talking about here.
I'm sure he does.
He does. He's a biker. And Buzz Burbank's a big biker, dude.
Oh, yeah.
And so am I.
Yes, so are you.
Let's all say
Rob,
it.
Rob, I think we want to get Rob outfitted.
Yeah. Oh, that'd be great.
Rob, now I know you don't do the you know the outfits, but for this particular, this is for the good of the show.
Well, that's
we
fine.
Get you like in the jacket,
the leathers,
we'll
the
need
leathers.
A full outfit, including a
the
coffin.
Chaps.
Would you wear?
Of course.
Chaps? Would you wear
do
the leathers?
Do they come in the larger sizes?
I'm sure. Oh God.
Mike wears them.
You want to go down? You want to
hey.
Go down? I'll take you down to the local Harley shop and show you what they have.
All right, let's do
they
it.
They have like 6XL.
Well, is he gonna have to buy them?
Leather cap.
I don't know. That's another thing. Where's our motorcycle place?
What do you mean?
Did anybody call the place?
The sponsor, Biker Friday, Hog Heaven 08.
The sponsor has to okay it.
Okay what?
Hog Heaven 2008.
I'm going to call the sponsor myself. I'll do it tomorrow.
Okay,
I'll
have that's it. Fine.
I'm going to subvert. I'm going to go.
It'll
I tried
done.
To go through the proper channels. It's getting gummed up, right? Because you're dealing with an account executive?
Yeah, but I mean, she's fine.
She's fine.
Yeah, she's fine. They're
all fine.
All right.
But you know what? Joe, you're more than welcome to speak up here because you have another good idea. That's fine. Joe's actually coming in and participating.
Helping.
He's excited about it.
I don't know if I missed this, but what about like a hog honey contest?
Oh, we're doing
hog
it. We're doing
okay.
it.
Yeah.
Let me tell you what we've got. We've got, what did you say?
Hog honey.
Was it the meanest biker?
Yes.
Scariest.
Scariest biker.
Scariest biker.
Write that down. Scariest,
okay. Scariest biker.
We'll give him a ribbon.
The hog honey.
It's a
Boy,
nice ribbon.
If you think he's scary, why do you see him wearing a ribbon?
Scariest biker instead of ugliest biker, right?
That's fine. That's cool.
Scariest biker. King of Queens. That is the hottest biker chick. And
accompanied with by a guy. Of
no, it's there's no explanation of the king.
You
of
know
Queens.
What King of Queens means. Do I have
right.
to do everything for you?
Yes, yes, you
oh
do.
My
hot
God.
Chick, ugly
no,
or fat
no,
biker.
Not everything, but just these cards are inadequate.
Why don't you tell the people what I'm doing in the back room?
These cards,
while the show's going
these
on.
Cards are right. inadequate. They're hard to read.
Do we need bigger cards?
Riggins for ugliest biker, King of Queens, hottest biker. I've only.
It's
when
just,
did I tell you about this?
It's just,
when did I tell you about this? Seriously, I told you about this what a month ago. 3 weeks ago?
I had to get the ribbons.
3 weeks ago? Jesus.
First
She's
order.
Been
Before
weaving.
Put them on the
All right,
car.
The King of Queens is the hottest chick with the ugliest guy.
Right.
That's the King of Queens contest.
Uh-huh. And they're lovers, Mike.
Then we will also...
They must be.
We also have the hottest biker chick and the biggest piece of S bike.
That was you.
Trophy. You. Why do you keep saying me? I didn't write the card.
Don't yell.
I didn't write
don't
the
yell.
Effing
your
piece
don't
of
yell.
S card.
Don't yell. Your voice.
The illegible
Mike,
card.
Don't yell.
Your voice.
I'm reading this as I go
give
along.
Give it to me.
Just type it.
Oh, no, he'll give it to you.
Please,
type
for the
it
love of
with
God.
With what?
A computer.
There is no typewriter anymore. Oh, I get to like type something into
typewriter.
A computer.
Typewriter? Yeah. Are we back in the 40s?
You said type
you
it,
want,
ass.
You want to type it?
Well, come on.
No, type it is you write it on a computer.
And then what? And then I put it on a card. Or do I give you one of these again? Which do you want?
I like
I thought
everything.
The card.
I can't read your writing. I cannot read
oh,
your
Oh, it comes
writing.
To this.
I cannot read your
you
writing.
You know, he held back as long as he could, trying
I
to
did.
Be polite.
I did. I can read this. Just like you can't read this, right? Can you read this? You can't read my writing, correct?
How's this?
It's okay.
What's something
that?
Like that?
There you go.
That's nice.
That. Now, how do you do that, Buzz?
See how he did that? That's
how,
wonderful.
How do you do it? What
Brilliant.
Do you do? What do you do?
Well, you just have to format your printer to print out on
mm-hmm,
cards like
mm-hmm.
this.
Oh, you must have your own printer.
Let's go to Mike in Napa Valley. Mike, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Another one
Hi,
named Mike.
Did you talk about the barbecue?
I did, right at okay. the beginning. I put barbecue and then tried to read the rest of it.
Did she write barbecue Mike, or just BBQ?
Mike from Crapa Valley, you're on the Mike O'Mara Show.
BBQ. Hello, everybody. Hey, I kind of hate to admit it, but I kind of like Hog Heaven.
Yeah, well, you're in Crapa Valley. You're not even, you're not going to be
man.
Coming anyway.
Good man.
Dink. Patrick from Percival. Patrick, how are you doing?
Not too bad.
Yes, go ahead. What can we do for you, Patrick?
Yeah, I got to agree with Mike on this one.
Thank
I
you.
I think Biker Friday is better because not everybody rides a Harley.
That's true.
That's right.
Some of us like the shiny bikes that go fast and have plastic all over
the
them.
Crotch rockets he's talking about. Yeah. Crotch rockets are welcome.
Like a Kawasaki?
Hog is specific to Harley.
Yeah, Harley.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I'm not in the
lifestyle. That's my fault. I will take the bullet for that because I should have known that. All right, so it's a... We have to change the name.
Biker Friday.
It's Biker Friday 2008. Does that make you happy?
I don't give a F.
It's going to be, yes, you
do. I really
don't. You care desperately.
I know you do. A radio program for Motorcycle Enthusiast Friday.
It'll be wonderful. It'll be Biker Friday 2000. Because hog does denote, Harleys are hogs.
And that other thing.
And that what? Yeah, and that other thing we were talking about before.
Right.
Let's go to Brian in Maryland. Brian, you're on the show. How you doing?
So dirty.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How are you?
Hey, I'm doing great. Hey, just basically real quick, end result, you just want people to show up, right?
Oh, and we want everybody and every kind of motorcycle.
Exactly. So just call it simply bring your bike and see Beth Ann's cans.
That's
it.
Catchy. Too long.
That's
too long.
2008.
Why are people? Because they want to help.
But you know what? There's
They're trying.
Oh, wait. Here's a guy from, can I mention the dealership?
Go ahead. I hope it's the
he
right one.
He said he's
one.
Calling from the dealership.
I pray it's the right one.
Is it Washington? Harley-Davidson of Washington. Here's a guy from Harley-Davidson of Washington that has a question for Beth Ann. Yes, from Harley-Davidson of Washington. What can we do for you?
No, this is a Harley-Davidson from Fairfax. We're right down the street from you all.
Oh, sorry. I believed you.
Yeah, what do you got for us? Sorry. I just hung up on him.
What?
I'm terribly sorry. Mark from Molesto, you're on the show. Hi, Mark.
Bring your hog, Tom.
I have a headache.
Hey, Mike, how are you?
Why do you have a headache? You have a headache because you were
hypnotized.
That's right. I sure like the hypnotized Beth Ann. I was screaming for the other Beth Ann to come back here. What can we do for you, Mark?
Well, Mike, you sounded more and more like Dawn every day, the frustration and yelling at people.
Yeah?
It's mainly to me.
Yes, and what do I say to that?
I like it.
Thank you very much.
That's nice.
That's sweet.
Well, it only happens occasionally.
It's the job.
I sure understand a lot more every day.
You won't yell on Biker Friday.
Hello, Mike O'Mara Show. You're on the air.
2008.
What's up, guys?
How are you? Who's this?
Good. This is Garrett. I'm calling from Reno. How about just Bike O'Mara?
Bike O'Mara.
Hey, that's pretty good.
We're not changing it. It's Biker Friday 2008.
All right.
We're changing it. And I I would keep Hog Heaven. I would. Don't get your feelings hurt. And I know you say you don't care. When
but
you
the
say.
The thing is, I emailed you two Sundays ago.
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe it was 2 weeks ago. How do you like Hog Heaven 2008? Fine.
Don't you think
it's
heaven?
Good.
Don't you think heaven would offend people like Buzz?
No, I
who
think
don't
you're
believe
right.
in
Biker
heaven.
Friday's mm-hmm. fine.
Imagine there's no heaven.
Well, no, really, I was fine with it. I was just, making fun here. Mm-hmm. I was really fine with Hog Heaven 2008. Comedy is my life, Beth Ann. You understand that. But I didn't realize the connection, you see.
I agree.
And that's my fault. I should know that.
Thanks for keeping the year.
2008.
So there's that.
Let's go to Tom in
it's
Sacramento. Hi,
buzz.
Tom. How you doing?
Good. How's it going, guys?
It's going great. What can we do for you?
All right. Well, I just wanted to call. Last time I checked, it was the Mike O'Mara Show, and what Mike says goes. So Hog Heaven or Biker Friday.
Hang up on him.
Mike, if you keep this up, she's going to sing the theme to Rocky.
Tom, thank you very much for the call.
Stop it.
All right.
Stop
it.
All right.
Please.
You know, has she gone the other way?
Yeah, she
back?
Has. This was like
we had Hypnotized, then we had Donna Reed, and now she's like
turbo. It's like Gary Conrad saw a house on fire and put it out with dynamite. He put the fire out, but now the house is gone.
We need a bag. Do you really have a headache?
A little bit.
Okay.
Must you share it with us?
She's holding her head.
I like Bike O'Mara.
We're not changing it again.
Oh, wait.
Confusing people. Hey, Brian from Maryland, you're on the show. Hi, Brian.
Hey, I got an update for the guy who called about with See Beth Ann's camps. Bring your bike and see a hog.
Okay, thanks a lot. Now see what we've done.
That's okay.
Now we've over. Here's what it is.
Actually, I think I like it's okay.
I know you'd like that.
Better.
Here we want everybody to join us here. It's official. We're permanently naming it Hog Heaven 2008.
All right. What?
Yes, Hog Heaven 2008.
You're back to that?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
Because I don't care because of all these ideas now. I'm stopping this. I'm changing it back to what it was originally. It'll be lots of fun.
Okay.
All right?
H-O-G.
And then she looks at me like she doesn't trust me, like something else
she
is going to happen.
Okay.
She doesn't trust you.
If I told you you didn't have a doctor's appointment tomorrow.
What are you writing? Are you like writing a new card?
You know what she's been doing for 30 minutes?
Crossing through Biker Friday 2008.
She's been crossing stuff out.
Really?
Yeah, like a mental patient.
Well, you know what it is going to be? It's going to be our parking lot filled with motorcycles. We're going to have the scariest biker. Mm-hmm. And we're going to have the Kings and Queens, which is the ugliest biker dude with the prettiest biker lady. And I'm not reading that card again. We're
going to
have barbecue here. We're going to have a parking lot full of motorcycles. The guys from Motorcycle Riding Concepts will be doing demonstrations during the show. We're going to get Buzz back on a bike, hopefully, you know, and, if you get a chance to practice a little bit. And, you know, but, I mean, Buzz hasn't ridden for a long time.
Don't have a bike,
And then these guys are you know the guys we trained with?
Yes,
these guys are take it to a whole
Nada label. Very advanced.
So it should be a lot of fun. Yeah. So we look forward to seeing everybody May 23rd, 3 to 7, Friday, in our parking lot. Please join us for our Hog Heaven 2008 Biker Friday. It's going to be a big, great, just motorcycle-laden time. I want to get hundreds of motorcycles out here. And you know what? We are still doing a couple of things. We're working, really, we are working with a sponsor, so maybe we can have a really incredible giveaway. If we could do that, that would be spectacular. Right. Like, not necessarily a brand-new Harley, but, you know, maybe we can get you a whole set of leathers or something like that. We're going to try to do that, and it's going to be coming up here May 23rd. Starts at 3 o'clock. We're going to clear out that parking lot. All the cars are gone.
Clear it
out. Your car is up in that parking lot when the show starts,
we'll tow it.
It's going to lose a window.
How unfortunate.
You understand what I'm saying? That's the way it goes.
Friday the 23rd.
Are you happy now, Beth Ann?
I am happy.
Okay, very good.
What are we calling it?
We're calling it I Don't Know.
Okay.
I Don't Know Friday. It's going to be
a lot of fun.
Looking forward to it.
Should be good.
Join us for that, and we'll have it all in a nice typewritten card, and I'll be able to tell you about it every day for the next 2 weeks. It'll be very exciting.
Tune in tomorrow because it'll change.
It changes moment to moment. We've got the audio vault.
Our brand new amorphous presentation.
But first, Jerry in Centerville, you have a call about Biker Friday. Yes, Jerry.
Mike, listen, I speak for most of the men folk out here. When if you're going to put somebody in leathers, how about skip Rob Bay and do Beth Ann with set of chaps, maybe a black thong?
Ah, very good.
Halter.
Or, hey, not
a bad idea.
Who even needs the thong, Jerry? We don't even need the thong at all. It'll be fine.
Right.
We look forward to that. All right, Rob, what do we have in the audio vault today?
I'd like to start out with a guy who used to precede us on the radio.
Oh, my God. This is great.
Have you heard this yet?
This is the original Colonel Sanders?
No, I wanted to save that for a second. I wanted to lead with Bill O'Reilly because this is a really good
We've been talking about this around the I have not even heard it yet. This is Bill O'Reilly, who had a terrible rave out. It's an old rave out,
He used to be on Extra, right? Is that the show?
I think it was Extra or
Inside Edition.
Something like that.
Current Affair, something like that.
Something. You can tell it's old because his hair is a little longer.
Yes. And they dug this up. I mean, this has not surfaced for years and years.
No, this is good. I think you'll enjoy it. He's having trouble with his teleprompter.
Huh. Bill O'Reilly raves out.
That's tomorrow. And that is it for us today. Okay, I don't know. Whatever it is, it's not right on the teleprompter. I don't know what that is. I've never seen that.
No, there it is. We are going to do Sting,
Okay, but... Now, I can't read it. There's no words on it.
Okay. Ready? Sure.
There's no words there to play us out. What does that mean, to play us out?
It's Sting is going to do... It's a video. Sting video.
What is
for credits?
I don't know what that means, to play us out. What does that mean?
The other voice is Beth Ann McBride.
To end the show?
Yeah.
All right, go.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is that.
Okay. In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. And we will leave you with a. I can't do it. Okay. We'll do it live.
Okay.
No. We'll do it live. F*** it. Do it live. I'll write it and we'll do it live. F***ing thing sucks.
In 5, 4, 3.
That's tomorrow, and that is it for us today. I'm Bill O'Reilly. Thanks again for watching. We'll leave you with Sting and a cut off his new album. Take it away.
Isn't that terrific?
God, that is fair.
Gosh, he always seems so nice.
You know, you have to wait till the very end. I can't understand Irish guys raving out on the air.
No.
It's amazing to hear that.
Seems so foreign.
I skipped ahead, but the first thing I saw on this was Colonel Sanders, a Kentucky Fried Chicken speech and song.
We love these.
Explain this to me if you can. I will just play you what was emailed to me today.
Okay.
Howdy, folks. This is Colonel Sanders. And say, that old-timer we just heard reminds me of my Uncle Hart. He used to run the general store down in Henryville when I was just a boy in knee breeches. And that motor car that scared the horse sure sounded like the first machine in my hometown.
What?
As I recollect, it was a 1908 chain drive Rio. By cracky, those were the good old days, and did I have fun. Well, I never would have thought way back then that I would be the originator of Kentucky Fried Chicken,
no.
North America's hospitality dish. But say, I'd like to have these two lovely girls, Patricia and Carrie, tell you the story.
Oh, that's hot.
All right, Colonel Sanders. That's just what we'll do.
Enjoy.
Kentucky Fried Chicken, he has got the trick that makes the chicken taste like chicken should.
Scary.
Colonel Sanders, Kentucky Fried Chicken is the kind of chicken mother tried to make but never could.
I want my mama.
When you're picking chicken, pick the chicken that's the best.
It's almost time, kids.
East or west, Colonel Sanders, Kentucky
poisoning
Fried
the chicken.
Chicken is the chicken that is finger licking good, good, good. A colonel from Kentucky who was famous as a cook cooked up a perfect recipe and threw away the book. His name is Colonel Sanders and his chicken is so great that everybody's eating it in each and every state.
He keeps us in a dungeon.
Such
scary.
Tender, tasty chicken never saw the light before. Why, no wonder chicken lovers keep on coming back for more. That tantalizing flavor is why everybody flocks to buy it by the bucketful, the barrel, and the box.
Wow.
That's it.
Oh, my God. Rob, you're right. I can't describe it myself. What else do we have here?
You want to hear George W. Bush recapping the wedding last
night? Oh, absolutely, because it was very private, of course.
It was, and he bought a big limestone cross that's going to remain at the ranch.
That's
I thought
right.
that was lovely.
The wedding was spectacular. It was all we could have hoped for. Our little girl, Jenna, married a really good guy, Henry Hager. Just as the vows were exchanged, the sun set over our lake, and just a special day and a wonderful day.
Jenna danced with her father to You Are So Beautiful, a song made popular by Joe Cocker.
You are so beautiful.
We're mighty blessed.
Thanks so much.
We appreciate it.
We really are. The way I understood it, though, was a private wedding. Nobody from the media. Only one person was allowed from the media.
Good morning, Meredith. This is fantastic. It's beautiful.
Of course, him.
Billy Bush was there.
He was the officiant, wasn't he?
You know, it was a more example of, I really have a feeling, I know this is his daughter,
uh-huh.
it's a private ceremony, but right. don't you feel like I do to a certain extent for the morale of the country
I
to
agree.
Have a little bit more access to, no, you're not with me on
no,
that.
No, I think there's too much resentment against Bush to have a royal wedding. I think that's the last thing we need. We have more important things
Let
to
me
do.
Offer this, Buzz. What if he had waited, he's only in office for how many days? I'm
right.
sure you have the number committed to memory, and done it, and then asked her to wait until he was out of the White House.
That would have worked too.
You know, but
if he's in the White House, he should put on a show. He should.
We disagree on this, and let me tell you why. I feel the same way when I watch a presidential inauguration.
Mm-hmm.
I watch it because I realize that no matter what your politics are,
right.
and no matter how much the other guy has screwed up,
right.
in the end, we all do come together, and it is kind of a national event. And I know you think that people would resent him, but I think that there would be a number of people that would say, okay, politics aside, they throw politics out the window for this and say, uh-huh. isn't it nice to have an event? Even if he doesn't do it in the Rose Garden,
right.
at least have some cameras down
yeah.
there to see what was going on.
Please put on
I
a
really,
show.
And I know his daughter is not the president. She is not
right.
public property, but I think there's kind of a obligation on the part of the family to really let us in a little bit more
especially,
when you're talking about the president's daughter, and he just blew that off.
Maybe people feel that way. I don't know.
Especially since this is the hot daughter. If it had been Barbara, yeah. I wouldn't care.
Yeah, and she looked
right.
pretty hot in that dress.
She
too.
Did. She
All
did.
Right, we got time for one more.
Okay,
pick a good one there, Robbie.
You're supporting Barack, right?
Yes.
What is his stance on education?
What is his stance on education? He's for it.
Geography, too?
geography.
Let's
Rob's
have
real
a
excited.
It's a trick question, Mike.
Yeah, okay.
Let's have a listen.
It is just wonderful to be back in Oregon, and over the last 15 months, we've traveled to every corner of the United States. I've now been in 57 states. I think one left to go. Alaska and Hawaii, I was not allowed to go to, even though I really wanted to visit, but my staff would not justify it.
So we have 60 states.
Hey, how about if he visits a state twice?
I don't think that's what he meant.
It's exactly what he meant.
I don't think it is.
Because he is Spinmeister. It's exactly what he meant.
Okay, we're going to need to roll back that prompter.
Yeah.
It sucks.
You know, what if he, went to California more than once?
Why would he?
I don't know.
Who's spinning now?
How is the lady that ran down the guy in her car?
Oh, Danica Patrick. She just sounds like she's
the
sorry.
Lady, Danica Patrick, runs down another team's crewmate.
It was. Wow. She claims it was an accident.
Sure.
Okay. All right.
You know, it's really, really unfortunate what happened today. Thoughts and prayers are with him, with his family, and hopefully he can get back to the track soon and be able to do what he loves.
Apparently, she was in something of a hurry.
What's Ren Becomes Unhinged?
Oh, it's a very long tape that you may hear at the beginning of our show very soon. I just burned it onto a CD.
Okay,
so I'd have it. Do you want a taste of Hugh Hefner? I know you love
No,
Hugh
I'd like
Hefner.
To hear Jimmy Kimmel Unnecessary Censorship. Cut number 10.
A regular feature he does on his show. Oh, I think you'll enjoy this. Good.
The Clinton campaign doesn't give back in popular vote all the things that they gained in Pennsylvania. So the closer they get in North Carolina, the more they can say they still have a f***ing chance.
We're going to get rid of all of the benefits that go to the wealthiest of our fellow citizens. You know, them. They've been successful.
For me, thought it was just a bad version. Oh. Or...
It's about your dreams. It's about your struggles. It's about your ass. It's about...
Well, today we are talking about people that, well, they just... You drive.
New recordable cards with music. Only at today's Hallmark Gold Crown Stores. Your mom this Mother's Day.
Oh, to a camel. And police say one guy did.
Yeah, and tonight he's behind bars. He's accused of a camel at Six Flags Discovery Kingdom.
Simon Cowell, Ellen, and Jimmy Kimmel. Who would it be and why?
Considering who should be my vice president, they will all be on my list.
What's that look like to you? And what about that? That looks like a c*** to me.
Rogers.
And there you have it. This week fantastic. In Unnecessary Censorship.
Let's close our audio vault for today.
Thank you, Mike.
Coming up next on the show, we're going to talk to a guy that is a big Hillary fan. I say that jestingly, ladies and gentlemen.
Ah, you're being facetious.
I don't know what to make of this guy, but I'll ask him some questions. He made a movie called Demons for Hillary.
Hmm.
His name is Todd Fligner.
I thought the movie was called Always by My Side.
I wish it was. I can't describe this movie. All I know is this guy's kind of a poor man's Michael Moore.
Okay.
And it's got midget porn in the middle of it.
Excellent.
We'll do something with this guy coming up on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.